This is The Bert Show.
All right, so let's talk teachers here for just one second. Was this teacher totally and completely out of line or not?
That's my question, and I want to ask teachers this question because I'm going to break down what my friend relayed to me that happened to her daughter, and we want to know, is it the teacher that was out of line, or are the mamas being mama bears and we need to take a step back? So to paint the picture here, my friend's daughter, she's in the sixth grade. So she just started middle school this past year, and this is a brand new school, and it's a fantastic school. It's a private school, so she and her husband are, you know, paying handsomely for their daughter to go here. And she's a smart kid. She's a good kid. I'm not, like, laying it on thick. She's in accelerated classes. She's in AP classes, and she already has an elevated GPA. So just so you know what we're dealing with here, right? So the other day, she's in one of her classes, and this is like the one teacher, and bless her daughter's heart, she's a people pleaser, and she wants everybody to like her, including her teachers, right? And so she's in this one class, and they're taking a test, and there's a time limit on the test, and everybody else was finished but her, and she's already starting to panic a little bit. And the teacher is adamant, you got 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you got 2 minutes. And then she goes, you got 1 minute, you got 1 minute. And then the teacher stands over her and has the entire class count her down.
No.
Okay. So, all right. So we weren't.
From like 10 seconds?
No. I think it was from like 30.
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay. So they sat there and she had, my friend's daughter is like, she's starting to well up and she's about to cry and they count her down and she's upset and she runs out of the classroom and she calls her mom and her mom was like, I mean, she couldn't even breathe because she was crying so hard. And so mom was really upset that they counted her down. And then there was something else too. And I'm trying to remember, like, because when she started to, like, well up or she was about to cry, the teacher said something like, we don't do that in this class or something like that, right? Because, you know, it's an AP class, whatever. So my
How old is the kid again? I'm sorry.
Sixth grade, yeah.
Which puts in how old?
11 or 12.
11, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so she goes to the principal, right? And she's like, you know, I'm pretty upset with how all this went down, whatever. And they're like, well, you know, it is an AP class, blah, blah, blah. They wanted to have a meeting with all of her teachers. So all seven of her teachers, right? And she's like, I don't need a meeting with all seven of her teachers. I need a meeting with this one teacher about this incident. Mm-hmm. And then they said something about, well, maybe she needs to be... And I'm trying to remember the word my friend used. And it wasn't like, it wasn't in they didn't say like a normal class or a regular class, but the solution to them was to take her out of AP and put her in an assisted class.
No.
So not placing any of the blame in this situation on the teacher whatsoever.
No. Hmm. And that maybe she wasn't, you know, and she's, like I said, she's a great student. Like, it was like that's the one moment that something like that happened. And she's still so upset with how the teacher handled the situation. But the school is obviously very much has the teacher's back, which I understand, you know, you would want your school and the administration to have your back. But in this instance, I'm kind of like, I just couldn't, like, putting myself in her position and sitting there and you're trying to finish your test and the teacher has the entire class counting down to when you're out of time. It felt so cruel and unnecessary.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm a little bit mixed on it, though, because we hear so often that the schools never back up the teachers. Mm. And that's why so many of them are taking off. In this case, I just think they stuck up for the wrong situation.
and they pay for this.
Yeah.
And all her other teachers are fantastic, right? She has no other issues in any other classes. It's just this one class and this one particular teacher. And she's trying to figure out, like, the best way to go. And my other friend was like, well, like, yes, this sucks. And this was, like, she was definitely in the wrong. But this is also valuable lessons can be learned that not everybody's going to like you and you're going to run into people like this. And you're going to learn coping mechanisms. And because... she was going to take her daughter out of the class. And her daughter's like, nope, absolutely not.
I like that for her daughter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Way to stand up for herself. I would, my thing would be, what was the teacher's goal in doing this? And do you do this to other students?
Yeah. I know.
Here's Katie. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I was just saying it was completely inappropriate. It's borderline bullying. I just heard as I was coming on someone say about something about other students. I am a teacher, and I wonder if that is the environment that they do to other students. So it's something that's normal, but it's absolutely inappropriate and sickening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
I do love that the student was like, no, let's go.
Yeah. She's like, uh-uh. She's going, I'm going to make her like me.
Good. That's great.
Yes, I'll be ready next time.
That's grit right there.
Uh-huh.
This is The Burt Show.